KR4ISH listening.
KR4ISH KQ4LO, are you still there?
That, sir, I am. I was checking my signal strength from my HT.
I was just letting you know that somebody is listening. But I'm over here near the Donaldson Center, and earlier there was a F-16 moving just barely below the speed of sound. And I was listening in on my MERS, and they were communicating with each other. It was quite interesting, though. He was really moving fast.
I have to tell you, I'm jealous. That is awesome. I don't live too far from Donaldson myself. I live in the southern portion of Simpsonville, and Donaldson is about a 15-minute drive for me. I'm glad you got that experience. That is very cool.
Let me tell you, I see the C-130s, the PH, the P-3s. I see all of them flying my head all the time, and while I'm at work, and then while I'm off of work, I'm listening in to their conversation too, well, for the most part, but it's definitely an awesome experience. Watch them fly around and listen to them communicate with the tower and everything. That is so cool. But you have no idea how many times I've had to listen in to near misses that they're not reporting on in the news, of course. But they're like, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. Oh my God, I'm about to watch an explosion here in the sky.
That is something else. I listened to Donaldson on 133.325, which I think is their civilian side. But me and my daughter have gone out there a couple times and watched the F-16 take off, and it is really something.
Channels on my radio, so I can listen to that, and I can monitor this station as well. But yeah, you have no idea, if you listen in long enough, you'll be able to hear the near misses. I've heard at least five in the last, what, 4 or 5 months. So I would say it's probably once a month somebody's being a dummy.
Something else. So how am I getting out to you? Am I loud and clear to you?
You're coming in where I can hear you. Like I said, you got a little white noise, but your volume is also a little low as far as your transmit, but that's okay. I can still understand what you're saying.
Roger that. Thank you. I was just checking my signal. KR4ISH, clear. 7-3.
Quebec 4, leave my Oscar. I'll be standing by listening in.
It's that KQ station. You still there?
At KQ4LOO.
You're saying that you were listening to the F-16 on the airband, right?
Correct.
You work for a company right there, right beside Donaldson. I actually hear them take off quite a bit whenever I'm home. I work at an automation group right there, right by Michelin, right there by Donaldson, funnily enough. I actually hear some things where, like, they have the near misses sometimes.
I start looking up immediately when I hear them talking about that.
Sometimes over top, most time I'm in the shop, I can even hear more of our air tools in our shop there, and I just wonder sometimes what they do. I actually walked outside one day, and I saw them pulling up pretty quick, so I think I know what you're talking about one day.
That tells me that if it happens here locally, imagine how much it happens nationwide.
And I'm on a plane pretty much once a week for my job. I'm always, either I'm home or I'm somewhere out on the road somewhere. And I just got back from, I'm about to go out to Anaheim, California Saturday. So I'm pretty used to seeing planes do all that. Matter of fact, I was actually on a plane back to GSP, they ended up diverting going to Augusta, so this is pretty interesting what you see in the air.
And one, it sounded like a single prop just flew overhead, but I'm not hearing any transmission to the tower at this point. Maybe they're just passing through out of the...
They probably went to Atlanta Center, but sir, it's been a pleasure talking about my destination now. I just pitching right there. Like I said, I work for an automation group right there, and I hear them all the time. It's pretty... I don't listen to the radio tonight, but I'm actually watching, go out there and watch them. It's really, really interesting. So, sir, it's been KO4 NNHS, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. I'll be clear on your final.
I work very close to the Donaldson Center myself, right there in Moonville. But I also live not too far away, and sometimes I see those planes fly overhead, especially the C-130s and the P-8s and the P-3s. But anyway, I'm going to be standing by listening in still. But good talk to you there, brother. KQ4, LOO, standing by.
Go for it in nature, I'll be clear.